Welcome back to the Game Pass game review. I'll just start again.
Yeah, Candy, I thought we were going to like, at least build it up.
Outtakes. No, straight in there.
Solid, yeah. Just pros. Right, yeah, go.
Welcome back to the Game Pass game review with these two idiots and you. And this week we are reviewing Astroneer. Matt, do you want to tell the story of why we picked this game?
Yeah, I didn't pick this game. I picked a different game, but I didn't. There's a button on Game Pass where you just click surprise, and it gives you a game. And the game that came up is Deliver Us the Moon, but that was single player, and we wanted to play this on the stream, so we needed a multiplayer game. So we picked one that looked a bit like Deliver the Moon, but it's multiplayer. So, yeah, like Dave says, this week we're playing Astroneer. So, first game back on the Game Pass game review, Dave. Astroneer, what's this all about?
So, I'm reading this off their website, by the way. This is a game of aerospace industry and interplanetary exploration. So,
big words there.
Yeah, they say it's like the Age of Discovery, but like the 25th century's version. So, you know how people would explore the final frontier in like Alaska? But this is like the space version.
So it's a space version of The Long Dark.
Yeah, because it's not... yeah, maybe? No, not really.
No, it's nothing like that, is it?
No, it's nothing like that. It's Long Dark like hard.
Yeah, The Long Dark was hard. Well,
I was going to say, this game is hard, but for different reasons.
This is hard. I think this is hard based on our stupidity. I don't think it's hard. I don't think it's a difficult game. I think we're just idiots. the new setup. Let's go back a little bit. But the new setup for the Game Pass game review, making its triumphant return to critical acclaim. Said no one ever.
Well, but missed it for the last 2 months, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. We haven't been.
They're begging to bring it back.
Begging, literally begging. but the new setup will be that we'll pick a game and we'll stream it for a night. And if we like it, we'll probably bring it into the sort of the stream games that we play. And then we'll do a review. And that's how it's going to work. So obviously we needed a game that was... Yeah. that we could stream. But we started off, we just jumped into this, didn't we? We didn't, there was a tutorial, but we both skipped it and ignored it.
That was the biggest mistake I think we made, skipping the tutorial.
Yeah, there's quite a lot to get used to.
There is. I'm still not quite used to the buttons on it. We streamed 3.5-4 hours.
Something like, yeah. As of recording, we've streamed for 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah,
there's a good chance we're going to play it again.
Still don't know where I'm supposed to like make something in a backpack, or am I supposed to use a printer?
No, there's quite... Because you start off, you start off with this little backpack that you can make things in, and then you have to make a small printer. And then you make a medium printer and then a large printer. But we didn't know what... Like we'd consider a tractor a pretty major thing. We'd think, oh, that'll be on the large printer. No, that's in the small printer.
That's on the
printer, small printer. We're like, what the fuck? Yeah, a lot of it didn't make a massive amount of sense.
No, because we got a buggy from a medium printer before we got a tractor out of the small printer.
Yeah, we did. But the tractor will pull more, like, weight and shit.
You can attach trailers to it, can't you?
I think the tractor was more useful. I think it was more useful.
Yeah, definitely for going farming resources.
Yeah, we were lucky.
Yeah, I wish we had that earlier.
I don't know if he'll be watching. He may just be a Twitch viewer. But shout out to Caleb if he's watching, because he helped us quite a fair amount at the start when we didn't know what to do. Yeah, we got lost a little bit.
Yeah, I was glad he turned up on the stream.
If you don't play the tutorial, it doesn't sort of help you in game, does it? It
not really.
After the tutorial, you're sort of left to your own devices.
Yeah, you've got like a quest to do, but it doesn't really give you direction on what to do.
No.
To tick that box sort of thing.
No. It's one of those games where you sort of... I don't know how to explain it. It's like... So you set off harvesting resources slowly, for want of a better term. And then the more you upgrade your stuff, the quicker you can get resources. So the better stuff you can make and sort of rinse and repeat. Is that fair?
Yeah. It's like the base of any survival game, really, isn't it?
It was strangely addictive, this, though.
Yeah, I was surprised when we'd played it for that long.
Yeah, because the idea behind it was to just play it for an hour, and then we were going to get the Game Pass game review recorded in the same day, and then we put it on, and 3.5 hours later, and we're still plugging away at frigging mining compound out of the ground.
Yeah, and I think if we did only play it for an hour, I don't think we'd go back to it, because I think we'd have just left frustrated.
Yeah.
Giving it a really negative review.
Yeah, when we first put it on, it was a case of this. I didn't think we were going to last.
No, because we just didn't begin it, did we?
Yeah. It was probably a good job we were on stream, to be honest. Because I think if we'd have played it on our own, like, we'd have just canned it, wouldn't we? Yeah. And then we'd have slated it in the review, like, nah, don't bother with this, guys. This is shit. But in actual fact, we're going to end up playing it again because we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I thought it was really, really good. There's an inevitable question that we need to ask that harks back to the previous season of the Game Pass game review. But what did you think of the art style here, Dave?
All right.
You've got a thing about art styles.
It's just plain looking, but I wasn't upset about it.
You think it was plain looking?
Yeah, until we found the shiny platform.
the shiny platform. Spoiler alert.
The ground texture, it was just like someone had done it in paint, wasn't it? But I'm not...
The ground texture is simple, but I think it's probably simple because everything's terraformable.
Yeah.
You can dig straight away, can't you?
Because on some games where they try and detail the ground, it's a bit weird when it changes shape if you're digging into it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, like the textures they've put over the top of them have to change so often when you're digging that it doesn't quite render properly.
Yeah, and they look stretched or...
Yeah. Whatever. So they've probably hit the nail on the head by doing it this way, haven't they? They've thought about it, would it be?
Yeah, maybe they did do that. Oh, that looks stretched. Let's just leave it plain.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it looks better plain than it did putting textures on top of it. And there'd be a lot of textures to find. A lot of different material types, isn't there?
Yeah, and all made up ones, so then you'd have to think of a texture to give something made up.
Yeah. Yeah, there'd be a lot of work in texturizing this world. But apart from that, apart from it being plain-ish looking, I think it's a good-looking game. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a nice, friendly, bright, happy feel.
Yeah, like we've played 7 Days to Die on the stream beforehand. And although I love that game, review comes in. No, it's not on the Game Pass. We can't include it in this. But anyway, it sort of looks gritty and a bit minging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the graphics are terrible, but the gameplay is awesome.
I'm not saying the graphics are particularly awful, but you get like the impression that it's not a very nice sort of post-apocalyptic world. Like things are a bit grimy and a bit minging. Whereas Astroneer, everything's like super bright colours and super happy.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Like we found one thing that was threatening and it was a big, weird, like wormy plant thing.
The plant that just blew up.
Oh, no, not that. No, the red plants that attacked you when you went near them, you hit them and they spiked you.
Oh, did I didn't you see get those? Close enough to them. I just...
To be fair, I did tell you to avoid them and you did, and then I ran into one.
What an idiot.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But we got to the point where we had vehicles. Like you said, we had a buggy and a tractor, some printers and stuff. We left the base in an absolute shit heap, didn't we?
I think it took us like 3 hours to get to that point, but at that point it felt like, yeah, we're doing it now. We're playing it properly.
I think if we played again, like if we were to start again, I don't think it would take 3 hours. I think it took 3 hours because we absolutely had fuck all idea what we were doing.
We had no clue. Not even a little bit.
I think the message is, play the tutorial, kids.
Definitely, 100%.
Don't be like these two idiots. We've got a thing against tutorials.
Yeah.
It was fun jumping in and trying to figure it out, I suppose. The control pattern's dodgy, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And aiming and locking onto the right thing is awkward.
Yeah. And moving anything is a pain in the ass.
That was Caleb's advice, wasn't it? To plug a mouse and keyboard in.
Yeah. He plays it on... Well, he played it on PC and Xbox and PlayStation and everything. But he said when he plays it on Xbox... Game Boy. A bit of Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy. He played it on his Android.
Off of the 90s.
On his Leapfrog tablet.
To be fair, I don't think it'd... I think it'd run on Android, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably would.
I don't think it's that complex. Well, I don't know how much processing power it takes, I suppose, for all the terraforming and shit. Maybe.
I wonder if it's...
Maybe it's a bit more complicated.
Mobile Game Pass. I'm not checked that, actually.
Like the one that you can play on your phone and sort of stream the games, if you like.
Yeah. I think you still have to download it a bit. But...
Do you?
I don't know. We should find out, I guess, before we start talking.
I've played Forza and stuff, and you don't have to download that.
Oh, you didn't have to download the game?
Yeah. Right,
fair enough. Did you get a scrap mechanic vibe from this game?
Yeah. Yeah, there is quite a scrap mechanic vibe. Although, I'm hoping at some point, like scrap mechanic, there is some form of sort of threat, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I hope we go to some planets and there's something to defend against or fight, I guess, because I don't get the impression that there is.
Yeah, it's quite a friendly game so far, because, yeah, the enemies I've come across are just plants and you just harvest underneath them and they disappear.
Yeah.
The biggest
worst case scenario, you walk around them.
The that's what we struggled with a lot at the start, was oxygen, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, because we're stupid, we couldn't figure out that we had to put the oxygenator on a platform or sort of in the base to be able to get it to send oxygen to places.
Spent a good 45 minutes sticking tethers onto the wall and wondering why it's not working.
Yeah, we're fucking geniuses, aren't we?
Oh, shit. You can go for miles with those tethers.
You can, and there doesn't seem to be any limit as to how many tethers we could craft either. So, like,
I thought at some point they would stop working and then you'd have to make another oxygenator or something, or like power thing.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought we'd get too far away and it'd sort of just give you a warning that says oxygen cannot transfer this far. How big's the planet if we didn't go too far? We went quite a way.
Yeah, we did actually. It took us bloody miles to find the aluminium, or what was it we were looking for? Zinc?
Yeah, aluminium and zinc.
Aluminum.
But they weren't called that, were they?
Oh, no.
They were called something else, and we had to make them into aluminium and zinc.
Yeah, for the smelter that took us ages to work out how to download a smelter. Yeah.
And we still haven't got a shredder. We're supposed to have a shredder by now, I think, but we still haven't got that. I think so. Hopefully we'll get that next time, but...
Was it laterite? Was that one? Laterite.
Yeah, I think laterite, and then malachite or something?
Yeah, that was for copper.
Oh, was that copper? Okay. So what was the aluminium one then?
No, aluminium was laterite.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know what zinc was. Oh, sulfurite?
Right, okay.
Zinc. I'm looking at that chemistry thing that Caleb sent us.
We got sent an image like halfway through. I'll flash it up on the screen for you guys to see it, but we got sent an image that's like the sort of chemistry behind Astroneer. There's a lot to take in, isn't there?
Yeah, it was quite painful for Caleb to watch, I think.
Lots of facepalming moments, like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Two idiots. I have no clue what they're doing, but they're streaming it anyway.
Like, if you don't know how to play this game, don't stream it.
Go watch a tutorial first.
Like, we're fine. We got this. Don't worry about it.
We're having fun. Leave me alone.
We definitely got there in the end, though.
Yeah, it did click after 2 or 3 hours.
And I do, like you said, I get scrap mechanics sort of, or raft-type vibes from this.
Yeah, well, just with it was the exploration for me.
Yeah, or just the niceness of it, I think.
Yeah, is that why you like those games? They just look nice.
Yeah, they do. They're just, like, pretty and, you know, you're not going to get too... They're like pretty chilled out.
Be a magpie of all my life.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like a human magpie. But yeah. What do we think then? We got to finish these reviews. I think we should have a more conclusive review of... Like, we should probably tell people whether we think it's a good game or not as well. Like, on season one of Game Pass Game Review, we said, is it for idiots or is it for elites? And that helped no one.
No, it didn't. Well, maybe.
it wasn't useful information at all. So we should probably... Do we want to come up with a rating system? Do we want to rate them? Or do you just want to say whether we liked it or not?
Well, we do rank them when we get to a...
We do, yeah. I suppose we just rank them at the end. When we've done the 10 games or so.
Yeah.
But this one's going to come up high up the list, I think. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
I didn't think I would, but I really enjoyed it.
Not had anything to argue about on this game, I don't think.
No, I know. This sucks, doesn't it? First one back, and it's been a pretty tame one. You're such a knob, Dave. I just can't get it in. Just, you know.
Fuck you.
But now it feels like a Game Pass game review.
How many printers did you make, by the way? Did you count them?
A few. So I was pushing. This is the thing about the control pattern. I couldn't figure out what button to push to like craft something or what button to push to like grab it out of my thing or what have you. So I ended up making like 5 or 6 small printers just because I happened to have enough materials in my backpack for it. At which point we couldn't figure out how to get rid of them, so we just put them in a hole.
I'm wondering if we could put those in the shredders, but yeah, I guess we'll find out.
Oh, we may be able to, yeah. We'll have to go down into that big ass hole to get them. That was the other mistake we made, that this is a top tip. Don't dig a hole near your base.
Yeah, we're gonna have to try and fix that.
Either are gonna have to fix it or move.
We'll just start again.
I think this is a sort of, we've wrecked this place, let's move it and go somewhere else.
I think moving it though would be a lot of effort.
Would it? I thought we'd just print a new base.
Well, you can, but then you have to either rebuild everything or take it all with you.
Yeah, I suppose. A lot of it though we can chuck on the tractor.
But I think there's a unpacker thing we can build that packs objects down into
boxes we can keep in our inventory.
Yeah. So if we can work out that, then yeah, that might make it easier.
Okay. We may have to look into that next time we play.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, what did you think of the game? I've said I really liked it. You agreeing?
Yeah, I like it too. Yeah. Elites or idiots, are we doing that anymore? Or...
Yeah, I think we should do that just because the channel title, really. We need something to... It's got to keep.
But I don't know where to put this one because I think you do need some level of eliteness to play it properly. But then,
but I
a couple of videos like us played it yesterday.
I wonder if we played the tutorial, would we have just picked it up straight away?
I don't know because I think
would it have given us the information we needed?
Yes, but I think there's a lot to take in as well.
Okay, so we're going...
So I think as you made the tutorial, you would have probably forgotten the first thing it taught you.
Yeah.
I need to go back and do that again.
So what we're getting at is not only have we got a completely useless metric to give you, we don't know the answer to it.
We've had an elite idiot before, haven't we?
I think we have, yeah, which was even more useless than giving out a fucking idiot or elite. Right, guys, so... In conclusion, Astroneer is a really good game, but we haven't a fucking clue who's to play it. It could be elites, it could be idiots, but it doesn't really matter anyway because the metric's useless.
Yeah, but we're going with it.
Yeah, that's what we're rolling with. Are we carrying on the goodbye thing, or do you just want to actually say goodbye for season 2?
Yeah, I guess I could say goodbye. Do you want me to not say goodbye?
I don't really care. If I'm honest, no. It was a thing in season 1. I think maybe it isn't a thing in season 2. I think we just I've just made it a thing by saying it, haven't I?
Yeah, we kept bringing it up, but then I became more stubborn about it. So
right, so we won't bring it up today. We'll just say goodbye.
But now you brought it up, so.
Well, yeah, but okay. Don't say goodbye to me, but you could say goodbye to everybody else.
No.
For fuck's sake. Here we go again. Now it means we got all the comments. Nobody comments on our videos about like the content. Everybody just comments, goodbye, Dave. That's it. That's all we get now.
Say goodbye to you, don't you?
Suppose at least we get comments.
Drop a comment if you like the video.
It is worth saying at this point that YouTube school teaches you to say this, doesn't it? If you enjoyed this... Please drop us a like and subscribe. And I hate it. It's cheesy, isn't it?
Ring the bell.
Oh yeah, the bell. Ring the bell. We're talking about the YouTube bell, by the way. Not your bell end. No, a bit weird. Don't ring that. Painful. Anyway, that's enough shit chatted, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think we've got drastically off topic. Anyway, thanks for joining us, guys, for the first episode of the Game Pass Game Review, Season 2. I can't believe we made it to a second season, Dave. I mean, we decide when it's Season 1 or Season 2, so it's not that weird. But there we go. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. We will see you next week on the Game Pass Game Review. Take it easy. Thank you.